I am Plot on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. There's a terrific new book out, one that would look smart on any coffee table. It's called A Century of NHL Memories, Rare Photos from the Hockey Hall of Fame. There are over 130 photos from the archive of the Hall of Fame, shot by photojournalists over the last century, many of which have never been published, some not seen before. You get a sense looking at these photographs of the sport, sportsmanship, the excitement of the game, the fighting, victory, and loss. It's a compelling book if you're a fan, because there are lively shots of memorable plays and unforgettable players. And if you're not a hockey fan, it's a great view onto the sport, which has captivated Canadians and hockey fans around the world for over a century. Phil Pritchard is the keeper of the Stanley Cup and vice president of the Resource Center and curator at the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. Visit NHLMemories100.ca. This new book is published by Griffintown Media. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Phil Pritchard. Mr. Pritchard, good morning.
Good morning. How's everything today, Joseph?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Great, thank you.
So I understand that your title at the Hockey Hall of Fame is vice president of the Resource Center and curator, and you're also keeper of the Stanley Cup. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, it's kind of a unique hockey job, I guess, in a way that working at the Hockey Hall of Fame, we look after all the artifacts, which include the NHL trophies and, of course, the Stanley Cup.
Now, I understand that part of the job, the keeper of the cup, it keeps you on the road 180 days of the year. Is that right?
Yeah, all over the place, actually, heading out again tomorrow.
Now,
but you know what? Yeah. It's amazing. Not everyone can come to the Hockey Hall of Fame, so It's great that we can get out to other places and that.
Yeah.
And when the team wins during the summer, each player gets a day as well, so we're all over the place then.
Yeah. When the Stanley Cup was with the Penguins at the White House recently, were you there as well?
Actually, I was not, because I snuck off on holiday. I had booked it before they confirmed it was the White House.
Ah, there you go.
So I missed that one.
Yeah.
I had talked to the guys, and Mike and Howie, who went here from the Hall of Fame, said it was a great event.
Yeah, and I'll bet, regardless.
I think it's always an honor getting invited there.
Yeah, regardless of what you think of what's happening nowadays. Yeah, no, bringing and it's an important thing for the cup itself, right?
True.
Yeah. People drink out of the cup? I mean, people still do that, obviously. Is that right?
Yes, for sure. You know what? It's pretty unique, the Stanley Cup itself, 125 years old, donated by Lord Stanley.
Uh-huh.
And over the years, it's kind of become a tradition. Those who win it can hoist it over their head and drink out of it. The tradition is so much that they're the only guys that can lift it over their head and drink out of it.
Yeah, so you've never done it yourself?
If you're at a Stanley Cup party and someone offers you a drink out of the Stanley Cup, go for it. Because that means you're standing there with a winner.
Yeah. So it's cleaned, I guess, every time, right?
Every day.
Yeah.
But don't tell my wife, because then I'll have to clean all the silver at home, too.
So there are great photos in the book of those celebrations, of people hoisting the cup, celebrating with it. And they're just marvelous, because you can see in the crowd, you can see in the faces of the players, just the feeling of what it's like to win, and you know, especially after a hard-fought series. A lot of these are hard-fought series. Just how much it took to get there.
Yeah, you know what? It's amazing, the hockey season. It starts in September with training camp, and two teams are still going in middle of June, late June, with the Stanley Cup final. So it's a long, long season. Exciting from the first puck drop to the last puck drop.
Yeah. And there's something about these photos throughout the book where it really does capture, well, it captures a different era, some of them, but it captures the action of the game as well, even though they're just photographs. They're not video clips or things we can look up on YouTube. There's something really lively about the photos that you've chosen. What was the sort of criterion to pick what's in the book?
Well, you know what? It's funny, Joseph. It's based on the 100 years of the National Hockey League, which the league is celebrating its centennial year. But really, it took probably 100 years to compile this book, because there's 124 great photos here, dating back to the early days all the way up to current.
Mm-hmm.
Different photographers, different eras, different teams, different players. And over the last 2 years, our guys here at the Resource Center have kind of gone through everything and tried to narrow it down to get to this magic number of 124. We're ready for Volume 2, Volume 3, Volume 4 already.
Yeah, I'll bet that you've got material that you couldn't put in this book that you guys found. Because I also understand that a lot of this stuff that's in the Resource Center there has been unseen. Is that right?
Right. And the amazing part that I don't think people realize is we have probably over 2 million original negatives here.
Hmm.
So there's a lot to choose from. As you go through the book, you'll see all the different images from different eras, different formats of photographers and that. And I think that's what makes it special.
Yeah, and you can also see they're not touched up very much, are they? They're not redone. I mean, you can see the scratches and the sword on from the negative, right?
Yeah, we're pretty proud of that. That we use the original file. We don't crop it. It's the way the photographer shot it. So sometimes it's horizontal, sometimes it's vertical, sometimes it's action, sometimes it's still. But I think it gives you a good overview of what the game is and what it means. But more importantly, you get a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, there's a great shot in there of the markings on the photo from the newspaper editor. And you can see the entire photo rather than just the little thing that they wanted to crop for the paper the next morning.
Yeah, and it's funny the way it used to. I mean, obviously technology has changed now. Now it's all digital and it goes right into print. But that's the way they used to do it. So I think for the reader, they're not only getting educated on the game, but bit of education on how photography was as well, and I think we pride ourselves on education at the Hockey Hall of Fame, whether it's how the sport has grown up with Canadians, how it's our national sport, how it affects us socially.
Yeah.
And I think by looking through this book, you see a lot of that comes to life.
Yeah, you see how technology changes, because a lot of the early photographs, you can tell that the guy's been posing for a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
And then as we move on, you can see how where they place the camera in the rink there, you know, so as to not avoid getting injured or anything like that. The photographer, that is, how they cut out parts of the board to fit the camera in, right?
It's true, and like you said right off the top, Joseph, the technology has changed so much. Nowadays they can probably just spin it on their camera lens and it cuts everything off. But back then, it shows probably everything you want to see and more, and I think that's what makes it special.
Yeah. It's also fun to see, you know, people used to drink and smoke in locker rooms. So, you know, the cover, you've got a guy drinking beer there.
Yeah, it's George Hainsworth on the cover there. And I think what that shows you is how the actions in the dressing room has changed. Today in a dressing room, they have saunas, whirlpools, cold pools, therapists, you know, masseuse, everything.
Uh-huh.
And back then, it basically was a room with some stools in there, and that's where the team gathered. So obviously technology has changed, the game has grown, and I think through this photo collage here, it kind of shows you through all of that.
Yeah, and it shows you before they became millionaires, right?
Yeah, you know what, it's funny because, I mean, obviously the game is very passionate to Canadians, but I think every hockey player, regardless of what their financial gain is out of it, loves the game, and that's what makes it so good. The history behind it, the tradition, and all that is pretty special.
Now, the marvelous photos of the players themselves, I mean, everyone has their favorite. You know, the greats of the game are featured in this book, and some of these images are just top-notch. Some of them were also staged, from what I understand.
Yeah, and back in the day, because they didn't have that special action camera, They'd have to stage it. So the photographer was right on the ice, and he'd see a guy coming around the corner of the net, and he'd be coming right at him. So it gets those different angles, and I think it's pretty special on how times have changed.
Yeah, there's a great photo of three guys who are, I guess, on top of one another on the ice. You can see the camera crew shooting them, and then this is from far away, shooting the entire scene.
Correct. And that's what I think that's what really brings the team together, is everybody's having fun out there, not just the players. The photographers are as well.
So you mentioned that there are about 2 million pieces of 2 million negatives in the resource center there.
Right.
Lou and Nat Turovsky, is that how you pronounce their names?
Correct, yeah.
There's a great shot of these two guys with a Stanley Cup, and these two fellows were brothers, and I guess what was their day job? Were they photographers for newspapers?
Yeah, they photographers for newspapers, Toronto Telegram. They shot hockey, they shot football. But I think what made them unique and kind of stand out is they were brothers, so they shot from opposite sides, whether it's hockey, at an incident or on a football field. So we got both views of it, and then they choose which one they like better. So I guess you're getting two shots for the price of one in that one.
Yeah, and so they represent their work represents the largest collection there.
It does. You know what? They shot from the 20s to the 70s through the black and white games and that. And that's what a lot of people remember the original six was the Turovsky days. But equally as important as what Turovsky's did then, we have Ward Benjamin and Rusty Barton and Perry Nielsen shoot now for us in Florida and Winnipeg and Edmonton. And they're using their skill to try and come up with unique images as well, and we tried to showcase all of that too.
Yeah, it really must have been tough to decide what to put in here. I mean, you've mentioned that already. I mean, you could do two or three more of these, right?
Yeah, let's bring on volume two.
What sort of photographs did you really enjoy when you found them, discovered them, say, for the first time going through the archive, that you really liked yourself and had to put in this book?
Well, the one that I love the most, I mean, I love the action shots because you get a lot of people in the shot.
Yeah.
But the one I love the most is the one of Punch Imlach, the former coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's in his coach's office. He's got his he's sitting in a chair with his feet up on the table, sipping a glass of champagne, and the Stanley Cup is sitting on his desk, and on the chalkboard in the background it says, "No practice tomorrow."
Yeah.
And that kind of sums it up.
Yeah.
They finish the season, they won, give the guys a day off.
Yeah, that's a great shot. The other thing you notice when you see photos of the play, you can see the crowd in the stands throughout the years, and people used to wear suits and hats to the game, right?
Yeah, it's so changed, and I guess that is not only hockey education; it's more of a fashion education, I guess, because obviously the way people dressed to go to work now has changed as well. But it used to be a big thing to go to the hockey game dressed up in your suit and your fedora. The ladies wore dresses. And I think it made it so special.
Yep.
And today, I mean, in a totally opposite world, they all have hockey jerseys on.
Yeah, yeah. I always wonder why people wear hockey jerseys. Do they expect to get called down and fill
in? I don't
know. The other thing, the equipment that players have used over the years, that's there as well. You see the progression of that.
Yeah, obviously it's changed a bunch.
Yeah.
As you can see, we were talking about the front cover earlier with George Hainsworth and his goalie equipment. And then we have a section of goaltenders in there, and I think Eddie Balfour's in there, and Lundqvist, Patrick Roy. You look at their equipment compared to what George Hainsworth, it's obviously way better now, but I think more importantly, it also protects the goalie way more now as well. And same with the goalie mask. Back in George's day, there was no goalie mask
right.
at all.
Yeah. Yeah. What's it like for you, Phil? I mean, you probably grew up a hockey fan, and now you work so close to the game. The proximity to it, and I mean, you're there on big nights in the season. Is it still fun to watch for you?
I love it. It's, you know what, I mean, and I might be biased here, Joseph, but I think it's the greatest sport there is.
Yeah.
Played in 55 countries around the world now. And everyone wants to come to the arguably the greatest league in the world, the National Hockey League.
Yeah.
So to see that talent come through is pretty amazing.
Yeah. And then the facility there in Toronto, it's in an old bank there.
Yeah, it's the oldest bank in North America, actually. We took it over in 1986, and we opened our doors in 1993. We rebuilt it, brought it all back to its original colors. But I think for Canada's national sport, it's a perfect fitting.
Yeah. And you get a lot of people there throughout the year? I mean, the numbers in terms of...
Yeah, we're up around 300,000, somewhere like that. Yeah. But even more than that, we get the fans that come through the day.
Uh-huh.
But we also rent facility out after hours for parties and that. And we get a lot of charitable events, businesses, corporations and that. So they get to mix business with pleasure, which is always good as well.
Yeah. Well, as I told you before we started, Phil, I'm not a hockey fan at all, but, I mean, the next time in Toronto, I'll really come down.
You've got to come. Look
I
me
will.
Up. Take you for a tour.
Well, we'll do. Thanks for this, your time today, Phil, and congratulations on this book.
Thanks again. Thanks for calling.
The book is called A Century of NHL Memories, Rare Photos from the Hockey Hall of Fame. It's published by Griffintown Media. Phil Pritchard joined me on the line from Toronto and Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunton.